Thank you once again, Ian. We cannot ignore the fortunes of the City's Football Club as we get not only a brief report on the latest two league matches, but also hear of the start of a new era for the club. What else will we hear about? More about the Canaries, only this time a different Canaries, as there's an extra flight to Tenerife for winter holidaymakers from Norwich. That and a few more stories will round off our weekly edition. Norwich footballer Dimi Janulis was pleased to repay the faith of Norwich City boss David Wagner in their 2-0 victory over Birmingham on Saturday. Despite their 6-2 thrashing against Plymouth last weekend, Wagner made only one change to his starting side, keeping faith with the same back five that were brutally exposed at Home Park. City's defence responded to that porous display by keeping a clean sheet and possessing a much better structure in a much improved Carrow Road performance. Goals from Gabriel Sara, who headed home from Giannoulis' cross, and John Rowe ensured the 3 points for Norwich to halt a poor run of form. Beating Birmingham was a perfect tonic after a bruising week.
Norwich City endured a frustrating night in South Wales after being beaten 2-1 by Swansea, courtesy of a late winner from defender Bashir Humphreys. The defender lashed in with less than 10 minutes left on the clock to condemn the Canaries to a fourth straight defeat on the run in the Championship. One-time City target Jamal Lowe gave the Swans the lead after just 3 minutes after a mix-up between Shane Duffy and Adam Forshaw. The hosts sprang forward before the on-loan Bournemouth striker dispatched with an aplomb. Norwich grew into the game thereafter, and Gabriel Sara netted his second in as many games after nodding Dimi Janulis cross past goalkeeper Carl Rushworth in the 22nd minute. Despite a host of opportunities, it was the Swans that found the winner to secure their third straight league victory. The 340 travelling supporters endured a long journey home after another defeat.
Mark Attanasio is poised to increase his influence at Norwich City after shareholders gave the green light to the process that will see him join Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones as joint minority shareholders of the club. At a general meeting held at Carrow Road, shareholders voted in favour of a process that will see the Americans Group, Norfolk FB Holdings, reach parity with Smith and Jones in holding a 40% stake in the club, ending a 26-year spell of sole stewardship, which began in 1996. Attanasio's group have agreed to vote in lockstep with Smith and Wynne-Jones on shareholding matters for the next 3 years. He has first refusal should the pair elect to sell their portion of the club in the meantime. Attanasio's group will also provide the club with a £33.64 million debt payment package that will help to ease the burden on their current financial situation.
People in need of some winter sun will have even more choice from this week. TUI already flies from Norwich to Tenerife every Sunday. But from October the 5th, it will offer a second weekly flight. The flights will continue until April next year. Richard Pace, Norwich Airport's managing director, said, "The Canaries are hugely popular for winter getaways, and the doubling of flights to Tenerife means there is even more choice for passengers from Norwich Airport."
Plans to build a new 5G mast have been thrown out over fears it would block a popular city viewpoint. Cornerstone, which builds 5G mobile internet infrastructure, had hoped to build the new mast on Mousehold Avenue, close to Gertrude Road. But Norwich City Council officials rejected the proposal, saying it had the potential to obscure views of Norwich Cathedral, the cityscape, and Mousehold Heath. Plans would have seen a 65-foot mast installed in the road, along with six antennas, two radio equipment cabinets, a meter cabinet, and a retaining brick wall. Throwing the proposal out, planning officials said the mast would have caused significant harm.
A mashed potato-like substance that can kill a dog in as little as 15 minutes has been found in a Norfolk Broad. Dog owners are being warned of the dangers surrounding blue-green algae after it was confirmed in Barton Broad in Nettishead. Blue-green algae is a term which describes a group of bacteria called cyanobacteria. The sample was taken by the UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology on September the 5th. It can be hard to see blue-green algae unless it has collected together, where it can often resemble foam and can be found at the edge of lakes or ponds.
The boss of an e-scooter rental company says it is time to legalise the vehicles after successful Norfolk trials. As new figures revealed, the number of people hurt in scooter crashes in the county has fallen. Since being introduced in a Norwich trial in September 2020, e-scooters lent by rental company Beryl have clocked up nearly 600,000 journeys across the city. And new Department for Transport figures have revealed the number of people hurt in crashes involving e-scooters in Norfolk has fallen, down to 15 in 2022 from 21 the previous year. Those statistics do not differentiate from those involving rented scooters and privately owned scooters. While the government-backed Beryl rental scheme means it is legal to ride a hired scooter, it remains illegal to ride a privately owned scooter on roads, pavements, or other public places. But Beryl founder and chief executive Phil Ellis said the success of the scheme in Norwich, which was supported by Norfolk County Council and National Grid, shows the government should now legalise e-scooters. Beryl e-scooters can be used on roads, cycle lanes, carriageways and other areas where cycling is allowed, but not on pavements.
A 19th century bottle, once used to pour ale in a Norwich pub, was sold at auction for more than £1,000. But the vessel harks back to a tragic family history. The sizeable flagon, a container used to store liquid, was made for George Dady, landlord of the Walnut Tree Shades in Old Post Office Court. But Mr. Dady's tenure as landlord of the City Centre pub was short-lived, and he died in a suspected suicide in 1859 at the age of only 27. His grieving widow took over the running of the pub, but just a year later she died in a freak gunpowder explosion in a gunmaker's shop in Little Orford Street. The couple's two children were rescued from the blaze by a passing sailor and were cared for by their grandparents before being transferred to a London orphanage in 1865. The bottle, sold alongside an earlier plain stoneware flagon, sold at an auction in Salisbury for £1,638. They were among a number of flagons auctioned by Wiltshire-based Woolley and Wallace. The lots were part of the collection of the late Jonathan Horne, a famed dealer in English pottery, who died in 2010.